one of the things that's happened with evangelicalism growing out of Calvinism is this. Because they don't have the sacraments, the means of grace, the baptism for them is a symbol. It's a human work. The Lord's Supper is a memorial meal. It's a human work. God's word is not even efficacious. It's information that we have to act on. That makes the realm of all of God's gracious activity is internal. And so the only place I have, if I'm an, like you say, classic evangelical, the only place I have to look for assurance is the fruit of my faith and my growth of good works. That's the only place I have. I don't have anything else. I can't look to God's word. I can't look to the sacraments. Those are not sure for me. So I've put so much emphasis, so much seeking for assurance of salvation on my growth and good works that my whole Christianity has become about that growth of good works. Now, we Lutherans look at that and say, no, look, the chief way that we have the assurance of our salvation is not by our growth and good works, but rather by God's word and by his sacraments. We can be absolutely sure from these things. And then we have, in some ways, kind of like a supplemental assurance from our good works, but it's barely part of it. So we see this overemphasis and we kind of react against it. We say, look, if you're putting all your assurance eggs in the basket of your own good works, you are in dangerous territory. And that's a right critique. But we go too far, a lot of times we go too far, and we lose the ability to preach the way the apostles preached, to teach the way the prophets taught, and to even hear the words that Jesus said when he instructed us to live a new life.